Previously on, but you're wrong.
Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him. And then later on, he's sitting in his kitchen talking to a bowl of broccoli.
I think I'd be a pretty good bond, you know.
Are you guys gonna say nothing or something? What's going on?
I never had an interview like this where it was so one-sided, you know.
Welcome to But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodillo.
I am Greg DiNicola.
So we're getting closer to that magic number.
I can't believe it.
I forget some of the stuff that we talked about.
I have no idea.
I just forget stuff. I'm just like, all right, well, I guess we talked about that. I don't think we've really repeated a little bit, but not too much. Topics, but not really like jokes or anything.
That's true. I was going to say topics, absolutely. But, you know, that's going to happen. I mean, even when we're actually just being people, you know, the topics do get repeated.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, people have the same things that they talk about.
I mean, have we ever hung out and not discussed Star Wars? Maybe like the first couple times we hung out.
Maybe.
You know, and it's still a maybe.
I don't know. I have no idea. I feel like we pretty like Star Wars we always go back to, and
yeah.
Well, anyway, I actually got something that we haven't talked about yet, because it's a little news story that I found and it caught my attention.
All right.
So maybe we'll start with this and see where it goes. But the headline grabbed my attention, but then I found a little bit more descriptive article. The first headline that I saw, though, was this. Man, hey, I'll shuffle my papers around like I'm Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, yeah. please, I hope that's the only thing you do like him.
I listened to him once in a while because he's on out here. I mean, yeah, he's probably everywhere, but
he's on everywhere, but
there's like one talk station out here and it's conservative.
I mean, most are, but
talk stations.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. There's that and NPR. I'm not even sure we get NPR out here.
Yeah. That doesn't seem like the territory to get NPR.
But it's just, I think it goes back to proving my point where just a one man show is not good because there's nobody to keep him on track.
Oh, my God.
Because every once in a while, I'll be listening, and it'll be like, this is ridiculous. And I'll go, that is ridiculous. And then 2 minutes later, I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about now?
How did you get here, Rush?
I don't know. And he's like, that's all I'm saying. We'll be back in a second. I'm like, I don't know what you said. I agreed with you for a minute there, and then you were talking about something else. I don't know.
He will start on a topic, and you're like, okay, yeah, I get what you're saying there. And then he just gets going on his little tangents, and all of a sudden you're in a completely different place, and you're like, well, I don't agree with you at all.
I'm not even sure what you're saying, but I don't think I agree with you.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's
got to just be difficult to fill, like, 4 hours. He's on, what, four? Like, probably 3 or 4 hours. It's got to be difficult to fill all that on your own. But you always hear, he's always rustling papers.
Oh, my God.
I just had a second to look at this, and let me just go over this with you. And you're like, what the
Dude, Rush, I know you're fucking old, but would you get a fucking computer, please?
I just print stuff out so I'm not distracted, like, on the computer. And then also so I can highlight stuff.
Yeah. That's a good idea, I guess.
Yeah, some of the longer articles, that way, like, I can make sure I'm hitting the right. I make sure to mention certain things, especially if it's towards the end. Because otherwise, we'll get way off topic at the first two paragraphs, and then I'll miss something key at the bottom. But yeah, he'll just go on a rant, and I'm just like, I don't know how we got here.
No, it's one of those things where, like, you know, sometimes, like, we'll stop and we'll be like, okay, how did we get here? And we can, like, see the logical flow of how we got there. You really can't do that with him because he jumps around.
Yeah.
And, like, out of nowhere, it's just like... Like, you started talking about, like, the missile defense system, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I kind of agree with the missile defense system, and all of a sudden he's like, and then, yeah, and gay people shouldn't get married. And I'm like, whoa. Listen.
I heard him talk.
One has nothing to do with the other.
Yeah, well, I heard him, he was talking about, this was a while ago, but he was talking about something with the budgets.
Mm.
And then he's like, and then Obama's playing golf with Tiger Woods. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
Go back to the budget thing, because I kind of agreed with you on that. But I don't know what you're getting. I would play fucking golf with Tiger Woods.
I mean, if Tiger Woods came knocking on my door and was like, hey, do you want to go golfing? I'd be like, I mean, how do you, like, listen, I know he's the president. I know that Obama should be focused on all this shit. But I just don't see how, if Tiger Woods came knocking to your door and was like, hey, let's go play golf, you wouldn't drop whatever you were doing and run to the golf course.
Yeah. I'd be like, listen, look, Tiger, I suck at golf, okay? But I mean, if you still want to play, I'll go play. I'll go hang out, drink some beer on the course. You want to go do that? Let's go do that.
That's what beer's all about. That's what golf's all about. Yeah, you know what beer is all about? Playing golf with Tiger Woods. No, playing golf.
That's actually a slogan.
Yeah. Hanging out and drinking beer. That's pretty much what golf's about, at least at a amateur level.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You hang out, you drink beer, and just ridiculous shit happens because you're trying to put a tiny little ball into a hole 400 yards away. So weird shit happens when you're out on the golf course. And you get to drive cars around drunk. That's fun.
Yeah.
Golf's a good time.
So, I mean, I don't know. Today he was talking about the rap song that Jay-Z released about his Cuba trip.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just tell you, one of the greatest things I've heard in a while is Rush Limbaugh covering that. Because not only does he refer to him as Mr. Z.
Mr. Z?
He called him Mr. Z so many times. And the best part is when
it's not actually his name, Rush.
The best part, though, is that when he was talking about him and Beyonce,
yeah,
he was saying Mr. Z and Mrs. Carter.
Oh, okay, so she's Mrs. Carter.
Yeah, he knows the last name.
Mr. Carter.
He knows what the last name is. He just doesn't want to say it. He just calls him Mr. Z.
Mr. Z. I mean, I would be surprised if anyone didn't know what Jay-Z's real name was, but...
And then he... Well, my dad probably doesn't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe my dad doesn't know either.
But, I mean, he knows that she's Mrs. Carter, so...
Yeah.
But he's talking about Mr. Z, and he's like, is Mr. Z dissing Obama? I don't know. Can I say that? Is that fair? Is he dissing Obama? I don't know. Back in a second.
I love it. I swear, everything he says is no more than 5 seconds away from a fucking commercial. It's crazy.
The other thing, though, is that at one point he actually reads part of the lyrics. Like, he plays the song, part of the song, and then he goes, okay, and he does this. We all got that, right? And he's reading it, and he says shit. Mr. Z says shit, and they bleep it out when they play it back. So Rush is reading the lyrics, and he goes, politicians are excrement. And I was just like, did he say expletive or excrement? And then he does it again. He's like, this is excrement. And I'm like, okay, so he's just saying excrement instead of shit.
I was like, that doesn't sound like a Jay-Z lyric.
All right, I see what you're doing, Rush. And then later, and then he was like, I don't know why I played that for you guys. It's very rare that I don't know why I play something on the show, but I don't know why I played that.
Maybe you hadn't had enough perks.
Yeah, back in a minute.
back in a second.
The other thing that really bothers me, though, and this was involved with that, he is talking about, he mentions Chief Keith in the song.
Yeah, okay.
And he goes, Chief Keith, who I think is a rapper, right? He's a rapper. And then there's a really long silence. And he goes, okay, yeah, he is a rapper. I knew that. Why are you telling me that? You didn't know that. I knew he was a rapper. And I'm like, why don't they mic the other person that's, like, helping
him out? Yeah. Where's the... So he's having a conversation with a producer that, to the listener, doesn't exist.
Yeah. And there's just lots of silence, and I'm just like, what's going on? And then he's just, like, proving himself right against a fictitious voice. What if there was no producer? What if he just waited and then pretended that he was talking to somebody?
That would be great. That would be amazing. And that would be great if it came out. It was just like uncovered recently. Rush Limbaugh is all by himself and he's pretending to talk to people.
Yeah.
He's literally that nuts. Like, you thought he was crazy. He's actually crazier.
Yeah, he's actually insane. But I see why people think he's nuts, because he goes way off topic like that. And it's not like there's a normal conversation like we do that leads to something weird.
Yeah.
He's just ranting and raving. And all of a sudden, he's just like... So, I don't know. I just can't believe what Obama's doing. Back in a second. Wait, what?
I mean, I guess he could just end pretty much any segment with Obama's bad. Back in a second. I mean, he gets pretty much the same point across, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I started listening and I was like, I'm probably not going to like this. And then I was like, he makes some good points. Wait, now I'm lost. I kind of agree with that. Now I'm lost again.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
He's just too crazy.
Yeah, he can't. I don't know. He can't hold on to anything.
I don't know. Yeah. Remember when they had him doing the NFL show, the NFL Sunday show on Fox?
No.
Well, it only lasted like 2 weeks because
because he would be doing the wrap up on the Patriots and be like, and you know, they just gotta catch more, and Obama's bad. Back in a second.
Well, this was a while ago. I would say this is probably back like 2002 or something. Let's say it was back around then. And
2002.
Yeah.
Okay.
So not 1902.
Could have been 1992.
Although Rush was alive.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you meant 2000 or what you were saying.
02. And okay. He was on. Well, so Fox was like, yeah, we need to like inject some passion or whatever. And Rush knows football and all this stuff. So we'll get him to host it or whatever. And I think like 1 week went by incident free. And then the second week came by and they're talking about Donovan McNabb. And Rush Limbaugh says something. I forget how he worded it or whatnot. But basically he says that Donovan McNabb gets more credit than he deserves as a quarterback just because he's black.
Huh.
And now the thing is that I don't think that that's something that a lot of people hadn't thought of before. However, this is not the time nor the place to bring this up, Rush. This is a show about football and the games at hand. If you want to discuss that on your political talk show, that's a different story. But this is not the time nor the place. And he got fired. Because he was just inciting craziness on a football show. Yeah. Because it's not the point. That's not the point of the fucking show. And they were like, oh, well, you know, it was a real shame that had to happen, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, you got Rush Limbaugh to host your Fox football show. What did you think was going to happen? Why were you surprised by this? Did you not think he was going to bring something like that up? Are you that stupid?
Did you not think he was going to say something weird?
Like, how long did you think you would go before he would bring up a controversial topic about race or politics. Because honestly, I'm surprised it got to the second week. Like, I mean, listen, whatever. Like, people hate Rush, people love Rush. I'm kind of on the, I don't hate him, but I'm not on the like Rush bandwagon, despite my politics, because I think he's just too, much. He's too out there. But I would never hire him to do my sports show.
Yeah.
That, you're just asking for trouble. And you're just turning off half the audience.
Maybe they just never listened to his show.
I don't know. And that's the thing, though. It was Fox. I mean, it's a conservative.
Again, maybe company. They just didn't listen to his show. I don't know. It's possible.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe they were just like, yeah, he's good. He has pretty much the same point of views as, you know, most of our shit, you know, and our owner. I don't know. Weird. Really dumb. I really would not have done that.
Yeah.
But.
So anyway, this.
Oh, God. Yeah. God damn it.
Anyway, back in a second with this article. So this is the headline that grabbed my attention yesterday.
All right.
Maine hermit living in wild for 27 years arrested.
Oh, awesome.
And then I found this article with a little bit more. North Pond Hermit, that's what he was called, who lived in Maine woods for 27 years with no human contact, committed more than 1,000 burglaries, police say.
1,000?
1,000 burglaries.
Jesus Christ.
Christopher Knight, 47, was arrested last week after triggering a motion sensor set up by a game warden.
Well, you are in Maine.
Yeah. For nearly three decades, he was known only as the North Pond Hermit, a mysterious figure from the remote woods of central Maine whom campers sometimes spotted prowling the shore of a lake known as Great Pond. But in that time, authorities claim 47-year-old Christopher Knight may also have been responsible for more than 1,000 thefts of food, clothes, and camping gear to sustain his solitary existence at a makeshift forest encampment.
Hmm. Wow. The first thing I thought of is him killing and preparing his own, like, deer and stuff, which would just be wild. But go on. I'd like to.
Oh, I'm sure he must have done that.
I would assume.
Catching squirrels and shit. And
oh, yeah, just eating them whole. With the fur and the tail.
Because I'm thinking that he's insane. He must be insane.
Well, he's definitely not sane.
Knight was finally arrested last week after an exasperated game warden set up. Hey, where's this article from? Oh, it's from the UK. Okay. The Dependent.
So is it Maine?
UK.
Is no, it Maine?
It's Maine, America.
Okay.
I was just surprised when it said exasperated. I didn't think that would be a word that reporters in America would use.
Yeah.
Set up a motion
sensor. Especially for people in Maine.
Yeah. Set up a motion sensor alarm system following a series of burglaries at Pine Tree Camp, a holiday destination for people with special needs, close to the small town of Rome. The suspect was caught.
I don't know where any of that is.
Where Rome, Maine is?
Yeah. No, I have no idea. I mean, well, I'm assuming it's up there.
It's in central Maine. So hang on. Let's look. Rome, Maine. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much central Maine.
Yeah.
It's not. How can I describe this?
Maine's big.
It's actually not that far. It doesn't look that far off the highway.
Off like 95?
Yeah.
Oh. Because Maine's like it. Maine's kind of elusively big, because,
yeah.
Especially because it's in New England, and you're like, well, all those states are tiny, but Maine's pretty huge.
Yeah, like you would think that it would be in the huge like northern expanse that this guy was living, but no, not really.
Yeah,
it's north of Augusta, Maine.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's the capital.
And then
it's, I don't know why, but although I guess I don't know why Albany's the capital of New York either. So
it's kind of close to Waterville, Oakland, Farmington. Oof.
Oakland,
different Oakland, I think.
Later Oakland.
Yeah. It's pretty central. Yeah. It's not like in the way up part where you're like, that's pretty much Canada.
Yeah, if I go to Maine, I've been a couple times to Portland, and that's just because a friend of mine and my tattoo artist boxes, and he's had a few tournaments in Maine.
Yeah, I think I was in Portland, and then that was really the only place I went. I think we stopped somewhere else, but yeah, that's about it. Anyway.
But anyways, enough about Maine.
Where was I? Special needs camp. Oh, the suspect was caught leaving the camp's kitchen freezer at 1:15 a.m. last Thursday, having pilfered around $238 worth of supplies. He used
not
us
that much.
Well, at that time, yeah. I'm assuming it can't be $238 worth of supplies over the 1,000 burglaries.
Oh well, yeah. Obviously,
what's somebody from Maine sound like? I don't know what a Maine accent is.
It's weird. It's like, I mean, honestly, it's like if you combined like a Boston accent with a Canadian accent. I mean, which just makes sense. But
I don't know if I can do that. Anyway,
yeah, no, it's a whole it's own thing. It's weird.
He used us like his local Walmart, said Harvey Chelsley, the camp's facilities manager, who, it turned out, had attended the same high school as Knight, some 20 miles away in Fairfield.
Uh-huh.
Unlike the Hermits of Legend.
The Hermits of Legend?
Yeah, I don't know how many Hermits of Legend there are. Apparently there's several, though.
Right.
Enough to be a legend.
Yeah, I'm going to have to believe that because I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Knight was clean-shaven when he was apprehended, with close-cropped hair and contemporary clothing, which he later admitted was stolen.
Oh. Well, he's at that Walmart.
Yeah.
Very fashionable.
Yeah, he was stealing clothes from special needs people.
What, the greeters?
Well, no, he's stealing from Pine Tree Camp, and it says a holiday destination for people with special needs.
I
guess it was one of those camps that catered to special needs people. And then Harvey Chelsley says he used us, meaning the camp, like his local Walmart.
Oh, wow, I missed that part. Okay. Never mind. Wow, I really messed up that one.
You thought he was just going up to the greeters at Walmart saying, give me your clothes?
Yeah, basically. So we steal them from retarded people. Okay.
Well, it just says special needs. I don't. That could mean a lot of things.
Okay, he was stealing wheelchairs.
Maybe. Unlike the Hermit's Legend, the only signs of his lengthy exile were some tattered dollar bills dating to the 1990s.
Yeah, I could probably find you some of those.
And his, it's true. And his aviator-style spectacles, which he had taken
with... Spectacles? Oh yeah, the British thing. Yeah. Never mind.
Which he had taken with him when he first left home for the wilderness, aged 19, on April 26th, 1986.
Wow.
So lucky for him, aviators came back in style.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how long he was gone.
he was gone so long that he had shit that went out of style and came back.
That's really impressive.
That's pretty sweet.
But wait, how did he get the bills from the 1990s? I guess he stole them.
Yeah. Yeah. He went to the Walmart with the retired people.
As the North Pond Hermit, Knight is believed to have lived alone in the woods for 27 years. His only human contact in that time, he told police, was a brief exchange of pleasantries with a hiker whom he encountered on a trail in the mid-1990s. In the mid-1990s.
Wow. That's nuts.
Back when Dave Matthews was big on the charts.
I mean, he hasn't talked to anyone in like 18 years.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
I mean, even if he wasn't insane to begin with, how could you not be now?
Yeah, I don't know how you could just walk away and just not talk to anybody.
I don't know.
I feel like at some point you would just forget how to talk.
Hmm. Well, I mean, he probably was talking to himself.
Or maybe he
made, I know,
like,
I would be.
Yeah, maybe he made like a Wilson.
Yeah, maybe he made a Wilson. I mean, even if I'm alone for a little while, I started talking to myself. Like when I drove out to see you, I was talking to myself. Like the whole second half of the trip, I was just having conversations with myself.
Yeah, you were talking to the
the GPS.
Yeah,
I was screaming at that lady just to keep myself going because I thought I was going insane because I was by myself, which I mean wasn't a far trip. Not the trip to Pittsburgh. I mean, the trip to going insane.
Yeah. he traced his withdrawal from the outside world to the time of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, though he did not cite it as a motive. He claimed to have had a happy childhood, and his reasons for moving himself from society remain a mystery.
Huh.
Wow, okay, so he's been gone long enough for, like, Chernobyl happened, but he's been gone so long that now it became a plot point in a Die Hard movie.
Yeah.
Was Die Hard even out?
Wait, 86, did he say? Or 85? 85.
No, 86. So Chernobyl,
okay.
86.
He's been gone since I have been alive. I was born in mid-86.
Wow.
And Chernobyl happened earlier in the year, I think. So if he disappeared right around there, he's been gone longer than I've been alive.
Wow. And I wasn't a year yet. I was like 9 months.
Yeah.
Chernobyl happened.
Think of the shit that he's missed.
Wait a minute. Chernobyl happened on that day.
On what? The day he disappeared?
Yeah, April 26, 1986.
Okay, yeah, so that was before I was even born.
Yeah, so the day that Chernobyl happened, he was just like, fuck it, I'm gone.
Huh. That was a loud car.
Yeah. Wait, okay, so when was Die Hard? So Die Hard was 88, so he's missed the entire Die Hard franchise.
He missed Die Hard.
He missed everything.
He saw Star Wars. Well, conceivably.
Hang on. Think about everything else that, besides Die Hard that he missed.
We went to Die Hard first. No, all right. So he missed Gulf War.
Hang on. I only went to Die Hard because Chernobyl is now a plot point in the most recent
one. Yeah, true.
And he's been gone since it happened, so he'd probably see the new one and be like, This is really too soon. I think this is too soon.
so he missed like the Gulf War. He missed
CDs? No, he didn't. Well,
no. Oh, no, no. Well, when they were in their heyday, he missed the heyday of CDs.
He missed them really becoming popular. He has no idea what a DVD is.
No, he doesn't know DVDs, he doesn't know Blu-rays, he doesn't know MP3s. He missed 9/11.
Yeah.
Probably one of the biggest events in history. He's missed.
Well, he missed the first.
The World Trade Center bombing.
Yeah, he missed Oklahoma City.
He missed. Okay, so wait, 86. So he's missed 1, 2, 3 presidents, not including Obama. because he disappeared when Reagan was still president. That's ridiculous. He disappeared when Reagan was still president.
That's nuts.
Like, he probably doesn't even know who Bill Clinton and George W. Bush were. And the only reason why I knew who regular George Bush is because he was Reagan's vice president.
Wow. So wait, do you think he doesn't know Saddam Hussein is dead?
No.
Or
Osama bin Laden, although that's still fairly recent news.
Well, do you think...
In his terms.
Or he just... Do you think they met him and he saw, Obama's picture on the wall and they were like... He was like, who's that? And they were like, that's the president. And he goes, a black man!
Who's the Secretary of State? Jerry Lewis? But instead of Jerry Lewis, he would say someone black.
Wait a minute. Did he see Back to the Future?
No.
No, wait. No, he might have seen the first one.
You're right, because it came in 85.
He might have seen the first one.
No, all right, so we didn't miss anything missing the second one.
All right, so he gets that joke. Okay, we're good.
So he'd probably be like, who's the Secretary of State? Who's...
Bismarcky? No, I think he came later. I think that'd be too late for him.
I was going to say Sammy Davis, but all right. Sammy Davis would be a little weird, too.
Well, yeah, because he would have been really old by that point.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, because Sammy Davis is, let's see.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously really reaching.
Well, he died in 1990.
Yeah, so he doesn't even know Sammy's dead. He doesn't know Frank's dead.
Oh, man, poor man.
He didn't know Frank Sinatra's dead. When did Dino die?
Let's see.
Must have been 90s, I think.
95.
Yeah, yeah.
I think... when did Sinatra die?
Early 2000s, I think.
1998.
Oh, okay. All right.
So Sinatra outlived them all.
Yeah. And he probably smoked the most butts.
Well, out of those three, he did. I think Joey Bishop lasted longer.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think he died in 2000. Yeah, he lasted until 2007. What about Peter Lawford? Well, we're on the topic. 1984. Okay, so we know Peter Lawford died.
So Timothy Dalton was still James Bond. When he was gone, when he left.
No. When was Living Daylights? I thought that was 87.
Oh shit! You're right. It might have been 80. Oh, you're right. He still thinks Roger Moore is James Bond.
This poor, poor man.
My God! Talk about being behind the times. I mean, Jesus Christ. Wow.
He missed the entire run of Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah.
And Star Trek Deep Space Nine and Voyager and Enterprise, which is probably altogether a thousand episodes. He missed all of Seinfeld.
Yeah, he did.
He probably still thinks Frasier is a character on Cheers.
That's true. At least he got to see some Cheers. He's probably still waiting for them to reboot Archie Bunker and All in the Family.
Probably. Did he see? Man. Hang on. When did MASH end? MASH ended early 80s, right? So he saw the end of MASH.
Yeah. I think it was like 83, maybe.
Let's see. Yeah, 83. Okay, so he knows that MASH ended.
Okay.
Wow. Man.
I mean, what a weird existence that guy has.
Just to be like, all right, fuck it, I'm gone.
Just disappear from society for 27 years. And still just be in Maine. It's not like he went to the South Pole or anything.
Yeah, and to be relatively close. Like, obviously he was pretty decently close to this camp that he could get there and steal stuff. Well, wait, do you think that when he was at the camp, he would, like, pick up papers and magazines and stuff?
I don't know.
Maybe he did. To, like, figure out what was going on.
And maybe he picks up the Herald or something here and there?
Yeah, maybe he stole a newspaper or, like, a Time or something. What do you think happened, like, when he started going in recently? Like, the last 10 years, and was like, what the fuck is this thing? And it was, like, an iPod.
Yeah. He must have basically no understanding of, like, smartphones and shit.
He has no idea how a computer works.
No, not really. I mean, he's probably still on DOS.
he knows C, command prompt C colon backslash list files, and that's all he's got.
I mean, he probably does. Yeah, he probably doesn't even know who Bill Gates is.
Damn.
So, like, oh, is that guy that build shit in his garage?
I wonder. Well, hang on. Okay, let's keep. There's still some more. So let's see. Maybe he was picking up like books and stuff as he was stealing stuff. Knight's camp reportedly consisted of a tent covered by a tarp, which was suspended between trees. Winter in Maine often brings temperatures of minus 10 degrees Celsius, but Knight never made campfires, saying he was fearful of being spotted from the air.
By who?
He was a fucking fugitive.
It's weird. Okay.
So he didn't see fugitive either.
I know. He doesn't even know about, you know, all of that.
He doesn't know that Harrison was cool and then got his ear pierced and was dating, what's her face?
Skeleton. Calista Flockhart.
Yeah, skeleton.
Yeah, yeah. Half the things that I would do if I was on the run, I would take from the fugitive.
Yeah.
How did he know how to live? I would have no idea. I'm serious.
Everything I would do on the run, I would learn from the fugitive. I would learn from a James Bond movie, the Dalton ones, and I would know from fucking Castaway.
Yeah, yeah.
Lost. None of that. He's got nothing.
Yeah.
All the survival shows. Nothing. Instead, he cooked with propane gas and kept warm at night using multiple sleeping bags. He disguised reflective surfaces such as metal bins with moss and dirt to keep from being discovered. Anybody that's hunted in the woods has seen a pile of rubble but didn't think anything of it, said Ron Churchill, owner of the nearby Bear Spring camps, who found two of his plundered propane containers at Knight's camp. So he was stealing from more than one camp.
Wow. This guy's an animal, obviously.
Knight had made a rudimentary mast for his battery-run radio. So we had a radio.
Hmm.
And this is amazing because I hadn't read this part. And this is tying it all together, which he told police he used to listen to right-wing talk radio host Rush Limbaugh.
No way.
Yeah, swear to God. Rush Limbaugh, among others.
Good God.
So, okay, so two things come to mind. One, has Rush Limbaugh been on the air that long?
He's been on the air for a long time.
Was he just listening to other people before that?
I don't know when Rush started, and you know what, we can look it up. Let me see. But
let's see,
I want to say it was at least the early 90s,
because I mean it has him out in California, and then
would you say, did he start in California?
Oh wait, on August 1st, 1988, after achieving success in Sacramento and drawing the attention of former ABC radio president Edward F. McLaughlin, Limbaugh moved to New York City and began his national radio show.
And when was that?
1988.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, most of the time he's been gone.
Yeah, okay. So,
Jesus, Rush has had four wives. That's not surprising in the slightest.
All right, so he's been listening to Rush Limbaugh, but a lot of the stuff that we said that he still probably, like, doesn't quite know about, I wouldn't be surprised if he still is confused about.
Yeah.
Like computers and iPhones and that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, so he knows about the presidents. He has to know about 9/11 and all.
Yeah, if he was listening to Rush, yeah.
Yeah, and all the attacks, and he knows about all that.
Okay.
And he knows about school shootings and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But he probably... he might know some stuff, because with the way Limbaugh goes on tangents, he probably has heard of Seinfeld and knows it's a comedy show.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, that thing was on for 7 years?
Nine.
That thing was on for 9 years. I mean, Limbaugh probably talked about it once.
I'm sure it was mentioned before. Although he probably has no idea what it's like to watch it.
Yeah, he has no idea what it's about.
It's about nothing.
But he doesn't get that.
That's true. He probably doesn't even understand the concept that Seinfeld is about nothing.
He had also occupied himself, he said, by watching the same mushroom grow for the past 4 years.
He was watching a mushroom grow?
Yes.
That's how he occupied his time? Wow.
For the past 4 years, that's how he was watching the same mushroom grow.
That... I mean, at least he had the radio, you know. I mean, he was listening to Rush. I could think, you know, maybe he was listening to, like, Sox games too, you know.
Maybe.
I think, yeah, no, they get it up there.
So he knew how the Sox were doing. He knew about the news.
Yeah, I guess he probably knew that they won the World Series and stuff. Because when he disappeared, they hadn't won in quite a while.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, he knew a lot of stuff, but I think I'm sure he's still rusty on other stuff.
Yeah, and I'm sure he doesn't know how to use anything.
I wonder if he still thinks Pluto is a planet.
I'm sure he does. Just think of, like, some of the discoveries and stuff that they've made that, you know, he's never seen pictures of it or anything like that. It's crazy. He might as well be blind.
When did the Nintendo come out? The NES.
It was 83, I believe.
It was that early?
I think so, yeah. I got my... Well, you know what? That could have been in Japan. It might have come out a year or two later in the United States.
That was released by Nintendo in North America during 1985.
Okay. That sounds right, then.
So, to him, Nintendo was cutting-edge technology.
Yeah, if you asked him about video games, he'd probably be like, oh, yeah, yeah, Mario, the Mario Brothers, and Duck Hunt.
Yeah. Yeah, to have that really realistic gun.
Yeah, that gun. That was great. Love Duck Hunt. And the clay shooting was great, too.
So, yeah, so he... Wow.
I cannot fathom being that out of touch.
I would love to see him, like, sit down in front of... Like Call of Duty.
Yeah, be like, dude, you want to play Xbox? And be like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah. You see, Microsoft makes this. What is Microsoft?
He's like, look, I don't know about you, what you guys do for entertainment, but I just want to watch a mushroom grow.
Can you imagine how often he jerked off?
I was wondering about that, too.
I mean, it must have been frequent. But he had probably no material. What, are you going to jerk off when listening to Rush in the background? It's the last thing I want to hear when I'm jerking off.
And, all right, we'll be back in a second. No, I was almost done.
No!
Damn it.
So then you got to hold it there and just kind of keep it going a little bit, you know, until you can get it going again.
Yeah, he's got to keep it the going the minute that it's gone.
Yeah.
He had tried to fish for food, but it proved too difficult, so he continued to steal. So it sounds like he stole all his food.
what a terrible, terrible outdoorsman. Like, this guy was on the run in the woods, and he couldn't catch fish or hunt for food? Why wouldn't – what's the point? You can be anonymous in a city. At least a big city.
Well, I don't think he wanted to be around people.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
You know, I'm just realizing it doesn't say anywhere where he's actually from. Oh, no, wait, it does. It kind of does.
Oh, yeah, because he went to high school.
He went to that same high school 20 miles away. So he ran away from home, but then he just went 20 miles away.
He just hung out in the woods near his – his parents are probably in the house 20 miles away near the school.
Yeah.
What a loser.
Now, I'm curious. I wonder if his parents thought, like, he was, like, dead or something, or if he was like, I'm just leaving.
Yeah, I don't know.
Though many local residents were unaware of his existence, others said that they had known for years that the North Pond Hermit was responsible for countless thefts, but that he never took money or valuables. Well, that's bullshit, though. Because how did he get the bills from the mid-90s?
That's true. Unless he's lying about how secluded he was and he was actually going to stores.
Yeah, or he just found money. I guess that's also possible.
Yeah, I suppose.
And left little damage in his wake. Some summer cottage owners even left food out for him rather than endure further break-ins.
What a bunch of losers.
Wow, so he was like the North Pond Santa Claus. Sinterklaas or whatever, like the European one where you leave the stuff in the boots outside your door and then he leaves a present.
Huh.
And then the hermit's present was not breaking into your house.
Yeah. Or you just take a shit in your boot.
Oh, yeah.
I'd put a little string up with a bell on it, and then when I heard him, I'd run out there with a gun.
What do you think he did for pooping? Do you think he stole toilet paper?
I was going to say, do you think he stole toilet paper or do you think he made do?
I don't know.
Use leaves? Use his hand?
Maybe he used his hand.
Oh, good God. He just wiped his gross homeless ass with his hand.
Well, he wasn't homeless. He had a home. It just wasn't there.
Yeah. He had a home. He just didn't live in it.
Well, no, his home was his tent area.
His little shanty town.
Yeah.
He had a little Hooverville out in the fucking woods. Ugh, I don't know. Not for me.
Let's see. Let me look at this other article. I've lived in the town for 32 years, and I've never, ever met the guy, Anderson said. Okay. Well, that doesn't tell us anything.
What a riveting interview.
Attempts to reach people who might be Knight's relatives were unsuccessful Wednesday. Officials said they had no information on whether Knight has an attorney. It's probably a rock.
It's the mushroom.
Yeah.
He sets it down on the desk. This is who's representing me. Because I'm a fucking psychotic.
Yeah. He's doing the voice of the mushroom attorney out the side of his mouth. So they're like, he's like, my client won't accept any more questions. He won't answer any more questions.
Hey, my client is not guilty. We will not accept any plea bargains.
Sir.
Good.
Sir, that's not an attorney, that's a mushroom.
Yeah. No, I'm a powerful woman.
So the guy doesn't start fires, he can't hunt, and he can't fish. This guy is useless. I mean, I've lived in the city my whole life. I think I could probably do better than him.
Probably. Well, I think you would pick a better place to live, too, than Central Maine, where there's apparently nothing to find. Yeah. I mean, obviously, he didn't steal a gun or take a gun with him.
Well, yeah. Well, there's one thing I wouldn't do is not take a gun. But also, it's not like there's not wildlife and shit. I guarantee there's plenty to eat out in the wilderness in Maine. I'm almost certain. Maybe not in the winter, though. That could be tough.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't believe that he was able to survive so many winters.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, it's cold. It's very, like, they said, what did they say, negative 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Let's see. I like this line in this article. When arrested, Knight was clean-shaven and his hair was cut short, in contrast to the iconic hermit with a shaggy beard and long hair. Again, I didn't know hermits were iconic. I don't know who this uses, because maybe a sheriff or something, or an authority, but it says, when we went to the site where he has been living, it only took a few minutes looking around and making observations such as ropes that were embedded in the trees that had grown around them that he used to hold up his tarp, shoes that were under rocks that had been there for years. There was enough indication to me that he had been there for a lot of years, said Hughes. Fucking Columbo over there.
Wow.
I think this guy's been in here for a while.
Wow. That's crazy. The trees were growing around the ropes. That's nuts.
Yeah, he's only being charged with stealing $238 worth of goods. Because I guess that's all they can convict him for.
Well, the thing is that he's going to have to sit in jail until his trial, because I'm assuming he's not making bail. So,
I mean, unless his family suddenly comes in and pays the $5,000 bail.
Yeah, all of a sudden, a bunch of other hermits show up that don't look hermity.
It's like the scene in Rudy where they all lay down their jerseys, except it's a bunch of hermits laying down dollar bills.
They all got tatted bills from the 90s.
Yeah. There's just a line of them out at the police station. And you're like, I really didn't know that there were so many hermits, but...
Wow. Go on.
No, I was just going to say, how did he... I guess he just... I'm wondering how he stole stuff to, like, that he could keep fresh, or if he just didn't bother.
I mean, I wonder if he was just stealing non-perishable items, you know? Maybe he stole a lot of, like, prepackaged shit.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Stuff with a lot of preservatives.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you went to, like, say there was a camp, and, you know, maybe they have, like, a box of fucking Swiss rolls, you know, maybe take the Swiss rolls.
Maybe a lot of canned food.
Canned food, yeah, beans. When you're cooking the beans on those propane tanks.
A lot of Spam.
Maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't, but maybe in that situation I would.
I really want to
try Spam.
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. I really wanna somebody to, like, write a book or do a documentary on this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do it, but that's too much work.
Yeah, I mean, you have all the shit going on.
I mean, somebody's probably working on it.
No.
And I don't know, how would you go about doing that? I don't know.
I mean, you wait till he is in jail or something, you go visit him, and you do interviews. You want to, how about when you come up here, you want to take a road trip up to Maine?
And try and see if we can figure out how to do a documentary about this guy? Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that would kind of be awesome.
I would totally do a documentary about this guy. See if we can get to his encampment.
That would be pretty sweet. We got to find those ropes in the trees.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so transfixed on those ropes in the trees, but...
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
You really fucking love ropes and trees.
Yeah, well, you know, it's part of my,
What people don't know is that we actually had to pause this so that you could go outside and tie a rope around a tree.
Hey, it's part of my upbringing.
Yeah, you're going to go check it out later on.
Yeah, I'm going to see if the tree grew around it, because I'm weird.
Every day you're just going out and checking on it?
Oh, yeah. I'm just like the guy checking on the fucking mushroom. Out of my fucking mind.
Every day you just sit at your window and film it like the guy from American Beauty.
I was just going to say American Beauty. Yeah, it's the most beautiful thing in the world.
You do a time lapse of it and you're like, this is the most beautiful thing in the world. And then the girl runs away.
Yeah, and she doesn't show me your big tits. Damn.
I mean, if she had big tits.
Yeah, she did. She had big old breasts.
You know what? Okay, since this is an imaginary situation, we'll just say yes. She did.
No, I meant the girl in American Beauty. You know, the daughter, not the friend, not what's her face?
Not the friend?
Yeah, I forget the friend's name. God damn it, she's really famous.
Oh, Mira Sorvino?
No.
No, that's not it. Something like that, right?
No. Hold on. American Beauty.
Let's see. This episode went really off the rails. You know what? It was never on the rails.
Oh, wait, no, she was in that movie.
Am I right?
Is that her?
I thought it was
her. No, I thought it was someone else.
Who'd you think it was, like, Julia Stiles?
Julia Stiles? I'm not that stupid. Well, yeah, okay, all right. Or maybe it was her. All right, well, her breasts are small. But the other girl, her breasts are pretty big. And Chris Cooper, his breasts are enormous.
Damn it, why won't IMDb load for me?
It's Mina Servari.
I was close.
You were right. I was wrong. You're very good looking. I am not.
Whoa. That's true, but
yeah.
All right, but wait, who's the daughter? I'm trying to remember what her fucking name is.
Thora Birch? Is that her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had pretty big breasts.
Yeah, I guess so.
In the movie. I thought so.
I didn't think so. But it's been a while since I've seen that movie.
Well, let me see if I can find a pic.
You know, She didn't go on to do that much.
No, she didn't. Thora Birch.
Mira went on and did more.
Thora Birch. Breasts. Yeah, they're pretty big.
No, Mira, she didn't do much either.
No?
No, I mean, she was in American Pie 2, an American Reunion.
That's not anything noteworthy.
Let's see. Since American Beauty, she has been in American Pie 2. There's a bunch of stuff here, but what's Rumor Has It? That sounds familiar.
That's an Adele song.
It's also some movie with Jennifer Aniston. Domino.
Oh, that's funny. With
Keira Knightley.
Yes, I was going to say Mila Jovovich, but same person.
Those movies I don't really know about. So, Day of the Dead, The Mysteries of Pittsburgh, The Garden of Eden, You May Not Kiss the Bride.
Oh, that sounds like a great film.
And she was in an episode of Psych.
Yeah.
She was in a few episodes of 6 Feet Under and a couple episodes of American Horror Story. And that's about it.
Yeah, that show didn't do it for me.
Yeah. So... Yeah, and then Thora Birch hasn't really been in anything either.
No.
Man, that American Beauty was a good movie, but it apparently ruined a lot of careers.
Yeah.
Thora Birch was in 2000's Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, that's too bad. I was going to say Kevin Spacey made it out of that movie, but he was kind of a... kind of a household name before that movie anyways.
Yeah. Chris Cooper was doing a lot of stuff before that. So was Annette Bening.
Yeah, true.
Who was the kid? Who was the boy? That we were comparing you to.
Wes Bentley? Is that... Yeah, Wes Bentley. He was in the Hunger Games. I'm assuming he didn't have, like, a big role.
Oh, no, wait, hang on. No, actually, if it's... Hang on, let me look it up, because if it's who I'm thinking of, he did actually have a pretty big role.
Yeah. He has some other good movies, such as Jonah Hex.
I believe my fiancé told me that they upped his part in The Hunger. He's like the game master, the ones that runs the whole Hunger Game thing.
Oh, okay. He was in Beloved, the one with, what's her face? Oprah. Yeah, when she pisses on the lawn.
Yeah. Which I think we talked about before.
Yes, we have. I'm sorry for bringing it up again.
Yeah, he didn't do a whole lot either.
No.
Man, American Beauty just really fucked a lot of people up.
Yeah, it was like the Star Wars of its day.
Wow.
Only Kevin Spacey made it out, much like Harrison Ford.
Well,
no,
you know,
that's
not really
true.
I'm going to say Kevin Spacey, Chris Cooper, and probably Annette Bening.
Yeah,
I can't think of what she's been in, but...
Yeah, and I know she's been in other shit.
Oh, you know what? She was in The Kids Are All Right, and she got nominated for a bunch of awards. So
yeah. Her name's been thrown around recently.
Yeah, she made it out. Good for her.
Yeah.
All the kids got fucked, though, but she was okay.
These things happen.
All right. So that's cool. that's been Butcher Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela.
I am Greg DiNicola.
Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ButcherWrong. Twitter, BYW Podcast. YouTube, BYW Podcast. You can email us. It's bywpodcast@gmail.com. Send us things that you think we should talk about or whatever you
want. Things we shouldn't talk about.
Yeah. You know, if there's something that we shouldn't talk about, just let us know. Check out my books, Work in Progress and Not My Problem, on eBooks. Go on iTunes and hit subscribe and give us a rating if you like us, because we'll appreciate that.
We do.
Remember, no regrets, and back in a second.